A dance work exploring the difficult, even toxic power imbalance between choreographers and dancers is part of the lineup for this year's Ōtautahi Tiny Performance Festival. The event started in 2019 as a platform and a community hub for the next wave of performance makers and audiences in Christchurch. It had to be cancelled last year due to the pandemic, but this year the show will go on, even though some rehearsals have had to happen over Zoom. That includes Tamaki Makaurau-based choreographer Katrina Bastian and her dancer Olivia, who are presenting Extends Vol 1, an epic on power. It's based on hundreds of interviews with dancers who felt exploited and pushed beyond their limits. Meanwhile, Juanita Hepi's multidisciplinary performance, I Am Not Your Dusky Maiden, incorporates responses to that archaic phrase from a range of wahine. Juanita says she's delighted and relieved the festival can go ahead.
The thing that makes it so important for me is that it's a platform to see new works in our community. So rather than it just be a dance festival or just a theatre festival or just a music festival, there's a lot more flexibility. So you get a lot more multidisciplinary work in there. And so the bringing together, the coming together of all of our disciplines that have been so compartmentalised for so long is really lovely to see and to share space with our community as well.
It is a young festival. It started in 2019, and as we know, you know, the wheels fell off everything last year. But do you get a sense that the festival has made a difference in its short life? That it, some of the goals that it had, being a platform for some artists who might not ordinarily get that opportunity, some kind of hub for the creative community, has happened?
Absolutely. I mean, I know for a fact that there are three Māori theatre arts works, and I've never seen that in a festival in Ōtautahi before. So just in my little community, it's made a huge difference. The reason that happens is because there's flexibility around how we create our work, and there's a lot of open doors rather than barriers. So that's new for our community. It's fantastic for our community. And I say new, but also we are building on what has come before us.
Katrina, your contribution to the Tiny Performance Festival is an aspect of dancing that is very thought-provoking, I'd have to say. Talk us through the ideas that you're looking at in an epic on power.
We are exploring the power dynamic between a choreographer and a dancer that happens in studio, in performance, and the wider implications that has for the audience performer relationship. Also, how the artist is meant to fit into a structure that isn't very supportive of the person, the actual person in the studio. So it's shifted from a work that felt like it was going to be very angry and dark and into kind of a love fest, celebrating how much the performer Olivia McGregor and I love dancing, basically.
That's so interesting. So your original concept has changed through the process of working together, because reading that original description of it, you've got phrases like the toxic power dynamic between the choreographer and the dancer, you know, and problematic power structures that keep dancers sick. So that was quite grim.
Yeah, and we're not discounting that in the work. There is darkness in there, but I think the way we have shifted towards addressing that is coming more from a place of light and less from a place of darkness. So to expose the systems and the toxic systems without reinforcing them, that's kind of the direction we've taken.
Now, as part of your research for this, you looked through, what, hundreds of interviews with dancers? What were some of the stories or experiences or language used that stayed with you from those interviews?
Unfortunately, what stayed with me was that there was a lot of overlap between our stories, very similar experiences of trauma. And I think one of the biggest things that kept coming up is the lack of boundaries, the lack of empowerment of young dancers, especially to learn how to advocate for their own boundaries and for the institutions that are meant to be protecting them to be continuously violating those boundaries. What's come away from it is this real importance, I feel, in all art genres, and especially in the performing arts, and I come from it, from a dance background, the need that we have to take care of our people. This pandemic has left most performing artists in a very vulnerable position in a field that already is very vulnerable, and that we need to start taking better care. It's one of the reasons I'm really excited to present this at Tiny Fest, because it's a festival that really takes care of its artists and has made it very clear to us that we come first. So yeah, it seems like those shifts are happening, thankfully.
Juanita, can I ask what your experiences have been like through your career? Have you had any of those experiences that Katrina's just been talking about that are being incorporated into her work?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I agree with so much of what Katrina's saying, particularly around reinforcing toxic systems. I mean, I sort of, when I decided that I wanted to be an artist as a child, and so to me, art was anything creative. And it wasn't until I got older and then went to drama school that I realized you kind of fit in one space. So you either went into the circus for me or went into the dance world or theatre. So I chose theatre. And I feel like ever since I graduated from Toi Whakaari in 2009, I've spent a lot of my career trying to pull all of those industries together. First of all, so that they're not siloed out anymore. But a lot of the work is actually dealing with the toxic systems. And especially for Māori, wahine Māori, Māori women who are quite invisible in those spaces. You know, when I look at dance, I think kapahaka, but then when I look at the New Zealand School of Dance, I don't see kapahaka. So for me, there's a lot of tension in these two different knowledge systems, this sort of Euro-American system that I have been raised up in, and then this Māori environment that I was raised in as well. So it's really, are those things incommensurable, or can they come together at points? So I'm really exploring the intersections of both kind of my race or my identity, and then my discipline. And then at the heart of all of that is, what is it to be a good human in the arts?
I mean, the title of your work, I'm Not Your Dusky Maiden, is so impactful. You know, I mean, you hear the Dusky Maiden and you think of those historic images. For heaven's sake, you think of the velvet type paintings that hung in so many New Zealand homes when I was growing up. It's like that phrase, noble savage. It just, in the light of where we are now, it takes on an entire different meaning. So when you were speaking to your wahine, you know, to respond to that term, I'm Not Your Dusky Maiden, what feedback did you get?
Well, it's not as provocative as the title suggests, but I think that I think about our first rehearsal, and we came together and we talked about what that term means to us. And there was a lot of negative sort of connotation that came out of it. But our conclusion at the end of the night was not what we are not, but what we are. We want to take that image of the Dusky Maiden, the noble savage, and we want to tear it to pieces, because the work that's being created in Aotearoa still draws on glorifying those narratives. And these are Māori works. The Deadlands is a great example of, yes, we can be those things, but we can be anything. And so that's what this work is trying to do. It is trying to tell the stories of the different women in this work who are mostly 99% Indigenous, but our experiences and our beliefs and our values are so different. The way we present ourselves in the world is so different. And so we just really wanted to layer those characters. I mean, people talk about multidimensional characters. They talk about female characters in theatre and film being one-dimensional. So it was really developing on those critical ideas about our industry.
Katrina, both of your works, I think, are giving voice to things that have been hidden and are uncomfortable, are different to confront in this day and age. So what are you hoping for those, after seeing Extant's Volume 1 and Epic on Power, you know, as they file out of the venue, what do you hope are some of the questions that they'll continue to talk about, you know, after seeing the work?
Well, one of the important elements about Extant's is we are working, collaborating with Elare Kura, who's doing a New Zealand Sign Language translation of any spoken text. And that was a really important element for us to examine also how inaccessible dances, contemporary dance specifically. And so there's a lot of play with language. What I hope is that people walk out with an appreciation for the performer, really to fall in love with Olivia as she dances, but also a question around how accessible performance is. I really resonated with what Juanita said, that we often couch contemporary art forms into Eurocentric hierarchies of, you know, referencing this and this philosopher, and that does not ascribe value to a work, and that we can approach contemporary art from a place of love and heart-filledness. And so those elements start to file into the work on another level, that I hope are more like questions for people to walk out with.
What are your thoughts for the next generation of dancers, Katrina? Do you think that they are in a better place? Either there's more awareness of what can be a toxic situation for them, but also their own sense of worth and empowerment as they leave our institutions or wherever they learn their dancing?
I think things are starting to shift. I think we need to put a lot more emphasis on the people who hold power inside these institutions and less on responsibility on the dancers. I think until we have people in positions of power that are representatives of this country, until that point, we can't make it beholden on the dancers to call power structures out. Those power structures need to change of their own accord. They need to look at how they're operating their institutions, who they are letting into their institutions, how they are assessing dancers, how they are ascribing value to dancers, how they are writing contracts, how they are honoring those contracts. So there's a lot that needs to happen that I don't think should fall on the shoulders of the independent artists.
Juanita Hepi and Katrina Bastian, their shows I Am Not Your Dusky Maiden and Extant's Volume 1 and Epic on Power are part of the Ōtautahi Tiny Performance Festival.